Radio Prague News.
The Civic Democrats have made concessions to coalition partners to get a deal on a new cabinet. Party leaders have agreed to target a 4.6% GDP public deficit next year, and Czech tennis player Tomáš Berdych has booked a place in the Wimbledon semi-finals by knocking out the holder and top seed Roger Federer. The three parties negotiating the formation of a coalition government have agreed on the makeup of a 15-member cabinet. The deal was arrived at following more than 7 hours of talks, with the biggest party, the right-wing Civic Democrats, making concessions to the smaller two parties, Topo 9 and Public Affairs. The post of Interior Minister has been handed to Public Affairs leader Radek Jon. The Civic Democrats had expressed reservations about the party getting that post because of the links of one of its top members with a private security firm. Civic Democrat Prime Minister Petr Nečas said guarantees had been given that the firm would not bid for public contracts. Topo 9 deputy leader and former finance minister Miroslav Kalousek returns to head the Ministry of Finance in spite of earlier comments from Mr. Nečas that his party should occupy the ministry. Meanwhile, Topo 9 leader Karel Schwarzenberg becomes the foreign minister and the Civic Democrats' Alexander Vondra will take the defence portfolio. The Civic Democrats have 6 ministerial posts, Topo 9 5 and Public Affairs 4. The proposed cabinet has 2 striking characteristics, its size and the absence of any women in it. The 15-strong team is one of the smallest in the Czech Republic's recent history, with the number of seats equaling the minimum set by the short-lived Civic Democrat government in 2006. The outgoing government of Prime Minister Jan Fischer had 18 members. The lack of any woman is less unusual, with the first government of Civic Democrat Premier Václav Klaus and the initial team of Social Democrat Miloš Zeman being made up also entirely of men. The centre-right parties poised to form the next government said they had agreed on a public deficit of 135 billion crowns, or 4.6% of gross domestic product, next year. Incoming Prime Minister Petr Nečas said the planned budget counted on savings of 54 billion crowns. The declared target is much more ambitious than the 4.8% of GDP for next year that Mr. Nečas mentioned at the start of June. Last year's budget deficit was 5.9% of GDP, with a 5.3% deficit target aimed at this year. In tennis, Czech tennis player Tomáš Berdych booked a place in the last four of Wimbledon's men's singles after beating top seed and title holder Roger Federer. The 12th-seeded Czech won 6-4, 3-6, 6-1, 6-4. The win is the first time he has got so far at Wimbledon, but follows up from a semi-finals place at the French Open, his greatest success to date at a Grand Slam tournament. And finally, to the weather. It should remain hot over the coming days, with temperatures up to 33 degrees Celsius expected. I'm Chris Johnston, and that was the news.